From WHYY in Philadelphia.
The Moon, a cartoon, some goons, and lots of rad tunes. It's all in the game on this adventure of Eleanor Amplified. When last we left our heroes, the infamous and weirdly legendary villain Vincent von Swack had successfully stolen another of Dr. Gordon's glowing orbs and shot it to the moon.
Now my fiendish grandkids, the Omicron Gammas, have both of the orbs.
But we learned the location of their hidden base, the moon.
We set you up, Vinny.
But Angela Brandt and her minions managed to escape, stranding our heroes on a deserted tropical island with only one means of getting home.
We'll set sail upon the Spanferkel. She's a mighty ship.
Are there enough of us to sail an 18th century Spanish galleon?
Well, there's you, me, Barry, Maggie, Gordon, Vincent, and Toadie.
But at least the gang learned a crucial clue about their nemesis, the Omicron Gammas.
They based their name on a cartoon?
Yes, it was a cartoon.
They were obsessed with it.
It was an obscure cartoon from their childhoods about good, evil, royalty, power, and giant fighting robots.
That is bonkers.
In a galaxy not at all like our own, the evil Amphlorian Empire has dominated the peaceful kingdom of Crystallia. Only the combined might of the great twin robots, the Omicron Gammas, can fight the terrible Emperor Zilgoth and his merciless quad troops. Piloted by the Prince and Princess of Crystallia, the Omicron Gammas battle the Amphlorians to return peace and Crystallian values to the universe.
When authority becomes oppression, when law becomes tyranny, when freedom becomes non-freedom, we have a duty to defy.
And defy we will, with every ounce of our super mechanical powers, for we are
the Omicron Gammas!
That clip was really familiar.
I played it for you at the restaurant, but you ignored it.
Well, how could we have known?
Sure, it's not your fault you ignored crucial information.
I don't know how crucial it is. All we know is that this is how they chose their supervillain nicknames. We don't know what they're planning.
Not even I know that. My grandchildren have always been secretive.
Yes, they would always say, Toadie, do this. Toadie, do that. Or Toadie, carry this refrigerator. But I never knew why.
Even when we were friends in high school, I never felt like I knew them.
Because we Von Zwecks are different.
I'll say.
True.
Total weirdos.
Not just because we were gifted with the wisdom of jellyfish. Each generation of Von Zweck is born into wealth and luxury, wanting for nothing.
Wait, Toadie, you're a Von Zweck too, right? Why are you always the one following orders?
Because Toadie is a cousin.
And is your real name Toadie?
No, my name is Todrick. And when I was little, I would wear a toad hat. So I was Toadie.
And you spent a lot of time with Oscar and Gretchen.
More than most people, but they moved around a lot.
Yes, they were educated all over the world. As a joke, their parents enrolled them in a public high school. That is, until they were nearly expelled.
Deservedly.
Oscar and Gretchen's parents were often too busy shopping or toppling governments to pay attention to the twins. They were raised by a series of tutors and nannies, most of whom would quit soon after meeting them.
They were rambunctious.
They lived a life of zero consequences and their every wish fulfilled. They got bored pretty fast.
This was around the time they really got into the Omicron Gammas.
I never understood their obsession. Why not devote your life to steam power like me?
What's the deal with this cartoon? Why do they love it so much?
I don't know.
Only they could tell you.
So it's about a prince and a princess who fight some evil galactic overlord?
Yes.
Is there anything else about it that could be useful? How did it end?
The final episode of the Omicron Gammas cartoon was never broadcast.
That's right, yes. Oscar and Gretchen were so angry. The series cut off right before the final battle.
Really? Why?
The show was declared a financial disaster, but fans of the cartoon were outraged. It was rumored to be due to network censorship.
Even with their vast fortune, Oscar and Gretchen could never find a copy of the final episode. It was all they ever wanted in the whole world.
Land ho!
We're home?
Almost, Eleanor. I can just see Union City on the horizon.
You hear that, Vinny? That sound getting louder and louder?
No. What is it?
Justice.
What? You're still going to turn me into the authorities, Roscoe? After all we've been through?
I've been chasing you down here my whole life. Of course I'm bringing you in.
And speaking of the jailhouse, I have to get back to Le Shark and the radio station, assuming Mr. Richmond and I still have jobs.
Oh, hey, Barry, I need one more favor.
Okay.
Can you dig up more information about the Omicron Gammas? Like why it was canceled and what's in this mysterious last episode?
Sure, I can try, but it's an old cartoon. If it was never digitized, then...
Well, just look for me. It might be key to understanding Oscar and Gretchen's plans.
All right. I'll see what I can find.
And Captain Shaughnessy, you and I have to get back to the podcast, right?
Eleanor, you might have to take the podcast solo for a while.
What do you mean?
Being a captain again, Eleanor, it's reminded me of my first true love. And her name is the ocean.
Oh, so what are you gonna do?
I'm going to take this 18th century Spanish galleon around the world, Eleanor. Maybe pick up a crew of misfits and lowlifes to pal around with.
Excuse me? You can't just commandeer the Span Fergal. This is my ship.
You won't need her where you're going. I bet you stole her anyway.
Yes, I did.
Well, Captain Shaughnessy, the podcast won't be the same without you.
It could use a refresh anyway.
Eleanor!
Ah!
Yes, I'm still here, and I'm still responsible for launching the Flogdar and Compunometron, in case you've forgotten.
Oh, no, how could I forget that?
But none of it will work without the two orbs, Eleanor. I need those chicken balls.
I know, but Oscar and Gretchen have them on the moon. How are we going to get them back?
I'll give you a hint, Eleanor. It involves you and the rocket ship.
You're going to send me to the moon?
Bingo! But time is of the essence. Eleanor, Compunometron won't work without the orbs. And without Compunometron, there's no Flogdar.
Ugh, Dr. Gordon, this is so confusing. Orbs, Flagdogs, Compunamus.
Well, think of it this way. The whole world has agreed to switch to one kind of money, the Flogdar. If the Flogdar fails, there'll be a global financial catastrophe. But if we get the chicken balls back and Compunometron works, we'll have world peace.
Okay, that clarifies things.
Yes, but you can see why we need to hurry. When we get back to Union City, come straight to my workshop. I've got an old rocket ship in the warehouse. We'll get you to the moon lickety-split.
Eleanor, I think you should make one more stop before jumping on a rocket ship.
Okay, but it sounds like we're running out of time.
Just go to the intersection of 6th and Art Street and wait for a call.
A call? From who?
An old friend.
Okay, I'm out here on the corner of 6th and Arch. Hello?
Hello yourself! Would you like to buy a timeshare?
Ugh, no thank you.
Are you sure? I can get you a really good deal.
No, stranger danger.
All right.
Ms. Amplified, you have a mystery caller.
Hello?
Hi, Eleanor. It's the Rook.
The Rook? Hi. Why didn't you try to hide your voice like last time?
I feel like it would have been pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah. So what's up?
I need you to meet me in my new lair.
Okay, yeah, cool. Where is it? In one of these skyscrapers or...
No.
Oh, down there?
Yes.
In the sewer?
Yes.
Okay. You know, this is the second hole in the ground I've climbed into recently.
I know.
So what's down here? Like a boat or like a sci-fi capsule to carry me somewhere?
Not exactly.
Okay, I'm here. What next?
Hello, Eleanor.
Ah, hi. You're right here. And so am I, in a sewer.
Yes.
So where's your cool new lair?
The sewer isn't good enough for you?
This is it? Seriously? The Rook, I know you're like an all-powerful international super hacker, but this is so gross. Ooh, ah, what is that floating over there?
Calm down, Eleanor. I'm kidding. Here's the real secret lair. Feel better?
Yes. Yeesh. Now that's more like it. You had me worried for a second.
Hi, Eleanor.
Hi, Cerberus. You've gotten so big. You both have. Where's the rest of the Council of Zed?
That is a sore subject.
We don't like to talk about it.
Oh no, why? What happened?
We were betrayed.
The council has been disbanded.
Oh, come on. What was it, a fight? It couldn't have been that bad. Look, when I was your age, I would get in fights with my friends all the time. But we'd always figure it out, and—
Eleanor, this is a conflict beyond your reckoning.
It's taking all our concentration to keep the forces of evil at bay.
It is so much bigger than you could imagine.
The fate of millions hangs in the balance.
Whoa, okay. I mean, I'm dealing with heavy stuff, too.
We know.
The Omicron Gammas.
Although, they aren't really your biggest problem.
Huh?
But one thing at a time.
Oscar and Gretchen, as you probably learned a long time ago, are obsessed with the cartoon, The Omicron Gammas.
Yep, figured that out.
That was obvious, right? Anyway, that's the key to understanding them.
It's about a prince and princess who fight aliens with big robots, right?
Sure. In a way.
It's about right and wrong and what it means to have power and use it for the common good.
Eleanor, in the cartoon, the Omicron Gammas are fighting for their home, the Kingdom of Crystallia.
They were invaded by Emperor Zilgoth and the Emporians, a race of super intelligent machines.
Sort of like Dr. Gordon's AI computer. Whatever it's called.
Compunometron. The thing is, Oscar and Gretchen think they're the heroes.
What? Impossible.
They hide it with their snarky attitudes. But look at the evidence.
They idolize cartoon superheroes. And what's worse?
They want to change the world to make it more like the cartoon, the world they grew up with.
They're stuck in their childhood, Eleanor. They were raised believing that they could do whatever they wanted and that it's their right to change the world.
And how are they going to do it?
We're not positive, but you'll need something to defeat them. Can we see your phone?
Yeah, sure.
We're uploading a video to your phone. You should watch it soon.
Okay, is it long? I'm a little busy.
Cerberus, while we have her phone, do you think we should...
install the new protocol? Excellent idea.
Hey now, I feel strange. What is happening to me?
Hey, will I still be able to get my texts and emails when you're done?
Yes, Eleanor. We're just...
updating the OS.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
All done. Here you go.
Thanks. So you're sure there's nothing I can do to help with your friends on the Zed Council?
Eleanor, if you knew what was really happening, you might pass out.
The adult brain can't handle it.
You would revert to an earlier evolutionary stage.
Your ears would reject the words before we said them.
Your entire perception of reality would crumble.
Your flight reflex would go into overdrive, forcing you to run into the wall.
Okay, fine. I get it. It's a big deal. Gosh.
But we digress, Eleanor. You're already late.
Late? For what?
For Dr. Gordon. He's waiting for you at his workshop.
With a pretty unique rocket ship.
Because you've got to get to the moon!
Always listen to precocious youngsters you meet hiding out in sewers. That's some advice you can take to the bank. Will the Rook's latest cryptic message help Eleanor in her quest to stop the Omicron Gammas? What is the significance of an obscure cartoon about giant fighting robots? And do you need a valid passport to travel to space? So many questions, all to be answered, or possibly sidestepped, in the next adventure of Eleanor Amplified!
Support for Eleanor Amplified is provided by the Sutherland Family Charitable Fund.